Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. Welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for September 22nd. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And I want to remind all participants to leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members, friends. As we gather together this evening, we are to remember that God is still in charge and He will never change. He always has and He always will be our God. Let us pray. Father God, is in the name of Jesus, we come tonight thanking you for all of your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for just keeping us from one day to the next one. Lord, we praise your holy name tonight because realizing that it didn't have to be. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity to participate in the prayer service one more time. We thank you, Father God, for all who has made it possible, helped to make this possible. And Lord, and we pray that you will continue to bless them all in a mighty way. We pray, Lord God, for the First Baptist Church family. We pray for our pastor, Reverend Tucker, asking you, Lord, to continue to watch over and keep him. Then, Lord, we lift up the sick to you tonight and the bereaved families, and asking you, Father God, to heal and comfort only as you can. Lord, we pray for our young people, praying, Lord, that you continue to be with them and lead them and guide them as they go through the struggle of trying to get an education in these times of the COVID and all the other violence and things that's going on all around us. And we ask you, Father God, to be with them, bless them, and keep them safe. We pray for all the other the people that need these battles. Father God, to bless them all and keep them in a mighty way. We pray, Father God, for our spiritual leaders and our government leaders, and asking you, Father God, to please watch over and take care and let them know that they need you before they make any decision. We pray, Lord God, for all who ask for prayer. In the name of Jesus, I lift them all up to you because I know you are able to do all things, regardless of what it is. You are able to watch over and take care. We ask, Lord God, that you will bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Brother Llewellyn McIntyre.
Good evening, First Baptist. Our scripture now coming from the book of Jeremiah, 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 8. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel concerning the shepherds who are leaving my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not attended to them. Behold, I am about to attend to you for the evil of your deeds, declares the Lord. Then I myself shall gather the remnants of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and shall bring them back to their pasture, and they will be fruitful and multiply. I shall also raise up shepherds over them, and they will tend them, and they will not be afraid any longer, nor terrified, nor will any missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise up for David righteous branches, and he will reign as king and act wisely and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell secure. And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who waters up the sons of Israel from the land of Egypt. But as the Lord lives, who waters up and led back the descendants of the household Israel from the north land and from all the countries where I have driven them, then they will live on their own soil. Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Wesley Riddick.
Father God, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to be in prayer service one more time. Lord, I would also like to thank you for your grace and mercy. Lord, you're such a good God. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Lord, I'd like to thank you for my family, my church, First Baptist. And Father God, I would like for you to keep on blessing Pastor Tucker, his daughter, our deaconess board, our deacon board trustees. Lord, I ask you this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to go to the Lord in prayer. We will have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Associate Deacon Anthony Braxton.
Good evening, First Baptist. Let us speak to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity to gather in your holy name during this prayer service, allowing us to come together for praise and exaltation, for restoration and revitalization of our souls, to comfort and lift up one another. We thank you, Father God, for those within the prayer ministry who help make this occasion possible for us to come gather. We thank our pastor and all of the ministerial staff. And we thank you, Father, for all those who participate. We ask that you bless each and every house that's here on this prayer line tonight, Father God, and even those who are not able to join in with us. We ask that you bless them as well. Lord, we thank you for helping to bring us this far, Heavenly Father, for we know we wouldn't be here without you leading the way. We thank you, dear Lord, for your infinite grace and mercy, for we know that your mercies are new every morning. Father God, we just want to take this opportunity to pray for peace, dear Lord. Peace in our homes, peace in our schools, peace on the streets, peace in the halls of government, peace within our hospitals and healthcare facilities. And most of all, Father God, we pray for peace within our hearts and our soul. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ promised that he would leave us with his peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that promises us salvation and eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For without that peace of Christ that dwells within us through the Holy Spirit, we can have no peace within our families, no peace with our neighbors, no peace across borders, no peace with our enemies. So, Father God, we just want to thank you on this evening and allow us to have that peace, your peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding. This we pray in the name of Jesus the Christ, our Savior. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Brenda Roberson, Vice President of the First Baptist Church Deaconess Ministry.
Thank you for your courage. I love you, for your mercy never failed me. In all my days, I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. the goodness of God. Let's do that one more time. Praise all over the room, praise. I thank you, Lord, that in Psalms 23:6, it says, surely your goodness and your mercy would chase after me all the days of my life. Come on, if you're grateful that his goodness and his mercy never stop chasing you, never stop pursuing you. The Message translation says the very beauty and love of Jesus has pursued you. How many of y'all are grateful today that his beauty and his love has never stopped chasing you? Come on, one more time. If you are grateful for everything he's been, everything he said he would do, and that his promises are yes and amen today, give him another massive praise in here, Relentless Church.
Amen. The goodness of God. Good evening, my sisters and brothers in Christ. My topic for this evening is begin your day with the Lord. Scripture says, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He awakens me morning and morning, morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one has been instructed. I read Isaiah 50th chapter in the 4th verse, the NIV version. Want to worry less and enjoy life? If so, here's a simple prescription that's been tested and is true. Spend time with God every morning. Each day is a gift from God. And if we were wise, we will spend a few quiet moments each morning thanking him for all the blessings he has given us and going to give. When we begin each day with heads bowed and hearts lifted, we remind ourselves of God's love, his protection, and his commandments. And we can align our priorities for the coming day with the teachings and commandments that God has given us through his holy word. Are you seeking to change some aspect of your life? If so, ask for God's help and ask for it many times each day and every day, starting with your morning devotion. Begin each day with God. It will change your priorities. Study His word. God's word is unlike any other book. The Bible is a roadmap for life here on earth and for life eternal. As Christians, we are to call upon to study God's holy word, to trust his promises, to follow his commandments, and to share his good news with the world. As believers who seek to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, we must study the Bible and meditate upon its meaning for our lives. Otherwise, we will deprive ourselves of the priceless gift from God. God's holy word is indeed a transforming, life-changing, one-of-a-kind treasure. The scriptures are given to us to increase our knowledge and to live in a way that pleases God. Let us say a prayer. Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to the world. Let us use it. When we place your word at the very center of our lives, we are blessed. Make us faithful students of your word so that we might be faithful servants in your world this day and every day. Lord, let your priorities be our priorities. Let your will be our will. Let your word be our guide, and let us grow in faith and in wisdom this day and every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Remember, sisters and brothers, begin your day with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that you may show your appreciation for our speaker this evening. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God for this very blessed experience that we have had tonight. We want to thank Sister Robeson for that message, inspirational thoughts, and challenging us to start our day with the Lord. And surely that is what we need to do if we want to be empowered completely by His Spirit. And so we certainly want to thank her for that inspiration. And all of the participants who shared in the services tonight, we are grateful to you and for your contribution. We are blessed because you are with us. You are a part of us. And we are blessed because of your growth in the Lord. And we are grateful to each one of you. We're grateful to the IT committee that makes this experience possible. And we are grateful to our prayer meeting committee under the leadership of and coordination of Deacon Leroy Bagley. And all of those persons, every last one of you who participate and support this experience, we are grateful to the over 80 people who are a part of this experience tonight. Imagine how wonderful it is that we would gather this way in recognition of the fact that we love the Lord and we need the Lord and we want to fellowship with Him and pray to Him in this atmosphere. And so we thank each one of you for sharing faithfully each week in this experience. Let us remember also that we are still living in this COVID pandemic. In fact, we got a pandemic that continues to run in our lives continuously. Not only is there COVID, we got the flu, and it's flu season all over again. We ought to be vaccinated for the flu and likewise vaccinated for the COVID. That is not anything new for us. Vaccinations aren't. So let us take advantage of the opportunity that we have to protect ourselves and get vaccinated. And we want you to know also there's another pandemic that's running rampant in our community, and that is the opiate pandemic. And we're going to lift that up and try to encourage persons along the way that they need the help and assistance, and we want to be supportive in that area. Let me also share with you that On Sunday, we want to encourage all of you to come and be a part of our worship experience. Be there on the Sunday when we will welcome a new associate to our minister, to our fellowship, in the person of the Reverend Emmett Young III. Let us all come and witness and share in that experience and lift up the name of our Lord. Let us remember also to pray for our sick and shut in. They need our prayer. They are delivered because often of the prayers that we call upon the Lord, and we want to encourage you to do so. Will you please pray for Sister Barbara Sinard? Let us keep her in prayer as she goes through a procedure on tomorrow. Let us also pray for the bereaved, pray for Associate Deacon Williams and Sister Williams in the transitioning of their brother-in-law. Let us pray and support them in your care, in God's keeping, and in your concern for them. Now we're going to open up our lines. We unmuted for 20 seconds for you to provide a special prayer, the names of persons or situations that you want prayer for, if you would be kind enough to make them available to us.
Everything.
Pray for the complete family, my daughter Jennifer, my grandson Harry, my son Sean. Be with each and every member of the complete and the family. Watch over them and keep them. I pray for my church family. Sit and shut in. Pray for those that are under the shadow of the evil. Be with me and bless me and strengthen me, O Lord, if it is your will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God, our Father, we come before you just now to ask thy special blessings upon these your servants who have gathered here. You have heard their cries unto you. You heard their concerns. You heard their needs. You heard the desires of their hearts. And so, God, we just come asking right now that you would bless and deliver and strengthen and heal them as only you can do. We know that you know what they stand in need of before they even ask. And so, God, we are just grateful to you and love you for that. And we ask that, oh, God, you would hear and comfort them, and draw nigh unto them, if it be your holy and divine will. And God, we come on this occasion, on this night, knowing that our nation stands in need. There is so much turmoil, so much enmity and evil that prevails in the nation, O God. And sometimes we do not understand or know the way. And we know, God, that situations prevail that only you can deliver, only you can fix. And so, God, we come tonight as a family to call upon you, because we know that we can't make it in this nation without you. And then, God, we pray for the city and the needs of the city. We pray for our communities, O God. Be in them. Make us communities indeed, O God, that we would be able to embrace one another, that we would be able to be supportive of one another. Bless us, O God, as only you can do. And then, God, we pray special blessings for First Baptist Church. You know her struggles. You know her weaknesses, oh God, and you know all about her trials. And, Lord God, you know her goodness as well. And so, God, we come asking your blessings upon First Baptist in a special way. Bless each member one by one, oh God. Tend to their needs, if it be your holy and divine will. Teach us your way, O God. We need you, O God. We need your strength. We need your presence. We need your spirit in us, about us, and around us, O God. Keep us in your care because, O God, we know we can't make it without you. Some of us are walking a little slower. Some of us' eyes are a little dimmer, O God. Some of us cannot hear as once we did, O God. So we need you to provide all the support and help that we need that we might be able to do what you have called us to do. And then, God, we want to say thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your provisions for us. Thank you for your guidance that has come our way. We thank you, O God, for the peace that you have provided for us in times of trouble, in times of trial. And, O God, we are so glad that we have a little hope, a little hope. We don't have to live in a state of depression, but we can rise now because we got our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so we say thank you tonight, O God. And then, Master, we ask you to bound us up and wrap us up in your love, that we might be able to love one another, that we might be able to receive love, O God, that the meanness and hardness of our hearts would be softened by your divine presence, power, and spirit, O God, that we might be able to fellowship, that we might be able to help one another, and we might be able to help our neighbor, that we might be able to do what is necessary for the growth and development of all of your people, O God. And then, Master, we want to say thank you again for everything, but especially for salvation. Thank you for eternal life and eternal joy. Thank you, O God, for lifting us up out of darkness. And, O God, make us now instruments of your will, instruments of your peace. Abide with us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we do pray, and our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you is peace. Amen.
I woke up this morning with my